Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. Psalm 27:1-4. If God is our strength, then we should not fear. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. God has all power and all dominion, and none can stand against Him. All enemies are vanquished, all foes are defeated. The people of God must trust God for the deliverance from those who would do us harm. The heart of the trusting should rejoice in the confidence of victory. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Romans 8:37. With boldness we are to shout with full faith, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Hebrews 13:6. When the disciples found themselves engulfed in the waves of the sea, Jesus asked, "Why are ye so fearful?" Mark 4:40. The ship that sails with Christ at the helm should have no fear. Perfect love casteth out fear. 1 John 4:18. Jesus counseled His hearers, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." Matthew 10:28-31. See the blessings that God gives even in the face of enemies who would seek to devour us. Light, salvation, and strength. The light of the Lord drives out the darkness. The salvation of the Lord delivers us from the foes. The strength of the Lord enables us to endure. In the midst of wickedness, the psalmist has but one desire: dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of this earthly journey. This desire must be the search of our soul. In the house of the Lord there is assurance. We must abide in the house to experience God's help and the outpouring of His love. While in the house of the Lord, we inquire to know more about Him and to behold His beauty. Within the house of the Lord there is a ceaseless stream of His mercy, grace, and love. In the house of the Lord we see His holiness and majesty. May we seek to dwell in this special place. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.